It's the 9th of May 2016, and you're listening to Monday Morning Meetings on Migration, a conversation about migration and politics at the University of Amsterdam. I'm Vanessa Cantinho de Jesus, and today we have the second in our series of audio rejoinders. Last week, Anja Carlson Frank talked to us about Pope Francis' decision to rescue 12 migrants who were stranded on the Greek island of Lesbos. Anja argued that, particularly given the timing of the Pope's gesture, coming hard on the heels of the EU-Turkey deal, we might see it as a problematic but still politically progressive act. Today we have our very own Polly Pallister Wilkins in studio at the University of Amsterdam. While joining forces with some of Anja's remarks, Polly asks us to what it means when the papacy is the standard bearer in the search for humane solutions to the European migration crisis. We hope you enjoy.
So in my rejoinder to Anja Carlson Frank, I want to start by saying her genealogy of what I have called humanitarian border work in Lesbos was a fascinating and very important discussion that evoked many of my own experiences of recent fieldwork trips to Lesbos. She wonderfully captured the politics of this kind of assistance, rooting such practices firmly in the contradictions between care and control engendered by humanitarianism, as well as the agency of life seekers themselves. Her question about how you do solidarity work within a border control regime, I think, is key, and one that is very difficult to easily answer, let alone untangle in practice. I think scholars of humanitarianism and border studies, as well as humanitarian practitioners and political activists, will be focusing on this question for a long time to come. I know that I will be. What I want to take up in this rejoinder, however, and where I want to challenge what Anja argued, was in her characterization of the Pope's humanitarian gesture. I agree with her that it was powerful symbolically, but I want to delve more into what it did symbolically, but also to consider the types of action this gender entrenched and gave legitimacy to. And here I want to focus on two things. Firstly, the particular humanitarian frame of possible action that was consolidated by the Pope's gesture, and secondly, the types of practices such action legitimized. And when I talk about the humanitarian frame, I am coming back to this question raised by Anja about how to do solidarity work within a border control regime. And here I would argue that there are broadly three options. Firstly, to do what the Pope did and claim that your action was a purely humanitarian gesture designed to alleviate suffering. Secondly, in contrast, perhaps, to work to relieve suffering while highlighting the politics underpinning the humanitarian crisis. So in this instance, that would be the European border regime preventing safe and legal routes, or beyond that, the violence of territorial borders and exclusive sovereignty itself. Or there's a third option, and that is to do nothing, to refuse to become imbricated in processes that relieve suffering but also subsequently reinforce the border regime. So refusing the care and control nexus in its totality. I would argue that this third option is not desirable unless we are happy to let people die. Maybe some people are happy with this, but for me, this is not an ethical politics that I feel comfortable with. This for me would not be an act of solidarity. And so it is what constitutes an ethical politics that is key here. The Pope's gesture, while noble and what we can call a good thing, was also a gesture made possible by power and consolidated the history of humanitarian action as a gift. It is important for us to recognize that the 12 refugees who the Pope took to the Vatican were chosen in a tombola. For me, this is the really important thing here, as it reduced the universal right to protection that underpins international humanitarian law and practice to a raffle prize. It reduced protection and the possibility of a secure future and made it something that could be won in a lucky draw. This for me is not the way to organize an ethical protection regime. Furthermore, returning to Anya's argument about the Pope's gesture as symbolic, it was seen as symbolic even while it is deeply problematic and entrenches all of the critiques that have been levelled at humanitarianism, exactly because it was so rare. And here the rare event that was in practice a paternalistic gift became something to be celebrated by those of us looking for an ethical politics regarding people on the move. This should set alarm bells ringing. For me, this is not enough. Relying on the Christian charity of a kindly patriarch is exactly what modern humanitarianism was supposed to try and get beyond, even if we can trace humanitarian logics in older forms of Christian pastoralism. We are all supposedly equivalent individuals, and assistance was to be based on need. A raffle of protection fundamentally undermines this principle. Therefore, the Pope's actions remain firmly within a rescue frame that has come to characterize Europe's response to the deaths and suffering of people on the move. This results in us as a society thinking it is enough just to rescue people. It is where ethical politics and the actions it engenders ends, when it should be where ethical politics and actions begin. Humanitarian action and intervention at the borders of Europe and in response to the suffering and death they create should be the starting point for an ethical politics, not the end point. It should be the starting point for a discussion about the violence of borders, the political decisions and particular practices that have resulted in the refugee crisis, not the end point. My worry is that gestures like the Pope's, especially when he claims that his action was only intended as a humanitarian act, limits what it becomes possible to say and do. It is worse that it is the Pope. It is hard to criticize and challenge the ethics of the Pope. It is hard to challenge the Pope when he does something we would all say is a good thing. But what I am worried about is that we don't get the and but and the wider discussion. We get stuck in celebrating the humanitarian gesture of the Pope. We can pat ourselves on the back and say, oh well, we helped 12 people find protection and a future. But without having the discussion about why those people had to rely on winning the rescue raffle in the first place. So when we think about what the Pope's gesture does politically, it is about what it obscures as well as what it enacts. And this is the conversation that I think we have if we want to act in solidarity with people on the move, refugees and migrants. But it is one that I don't see us having beyond the confines of the Ivory Tower. This is not a conversation that we are having in the public realm. It is worrying for me that now the Pope is seen as a radical figure. It is worrying that we have limited the framework or the field of ethical politics, or even worse, radical politics, to paternalistic gestures.
You've been listening to Polly Pallister-Wilkins' response to Anya Carlson-Frank. Monday morning meetings on migration can be accessed on at 4mpodcast.com and through iTunes and now Stitcher. You can also sign up for updates through our Twitter and Facebook accounts. If you have suggestions about a story you would like us to feature or would like to post an audio rejoinder to something that has been said on a previous podcast, please send us an email at emes@uva.nl.